Yo, fam, if you know someone looking for a speaker around mental and emotional health care, addiction recovery, drug and alcohol prevention, let your boy know. You can find me at kprestonmoore.com or anywhere on social. And as you know, my wife, Sarah, she does Full of Herself membership, or the Pump It Up membership, where she meets every week. She does pump up sessions, mini retreats, group coaching. Check her out at moresoulsessions.com. That's M-O-O-R-E, soulsessions.com, or more.soul.sessions on Instagram. Holler at your boy.
Who am I? Who am I being? How am I acting? Who am I presenting to you? How do I want you to think of me? And more importantly, who do I see when I look in the mirror? These are all questions that I ponder as I grow, as I evolve, as I try to be a parent and father to my son, a husband to my wife, a professional out in the field in my career, as I stand up in front of people and emote and talk about the things that I believe and trying to push people to be better. What made me think of this is this new song that I heard by Wynn Stark. I actually stumbled on it watching TikToks, and he was on America's Got Talent. Wynn Stark, Who Am I believe. And the lyrics are so moving. I mean, it brought me to tears hearing about a boy who is no longer going to hide from who he is. He's going to stand with his feet on the ground with confidence and be who he was meant to be, who he feels like inside. He also has a verse about, I didn't love that little boy. I'm going to be kind to him. And it makes me think of all the work that I do. Everything comes back to the little boy, the moments that molded me into who I believe I am. And often it has to do with parenting. I saw another TikTok video about, I can't blame my parents for the mistakes that they made. I'm an adult now, and it's up to me to fill in the gaps. And this reference to, we are all human, right? I had all these visions or beliefs about, you know, what I thought my parents did well, what I thought they sucked at, what traumatized me, right? It's so, we talk about this, you know, trauma going through our traumatic childhoods, etc. But as important as I think that is, I think it's even more important that once we discover and we open that door, that we don't play the victim. We don't stay in that mindset of, I'm this way because this happened to me. It's up to me to address it, to identify it, to work through the feelings of hurt or of shame or of guilt. Getting to a place of compassion where acknowledging that just like I don't know what the hell I'm doing as I navigate parenthood, as I navigate husbanding and staying married for a long time, my parents didn't either, and neither did my grandparents and great-grandparents and society and all this stuff, because I think sometimes lines can be drawn between parties that say what happened, what's done is done, get over it, move on. And on one hand, that is very, that works. It is necessary in a lot of ways. It is a skill, but it's also potentially numbing and disassociating from the trauma. And you flip to the other side of the aisle, and you got people that are working through things, that are digging in, that are, you know, working through their inner child work. And we could talk about the mistakes that were made in growing up or in parenting. And I can very easily hang my hat on, I am this way because, and I can very easily, in the name of personal development, continue to stay in victimhood.
You know, that song reminded me of how I would never talk to someone the way that I talk to myself, or I would never choose to parent someone in the way that I parent myself, you know, calling myself weak or dumb or not good enough, or you can't do it, or you're not worthy, right? That's how in the subconscious, I'm not even aware of it often, is I think you can make it, but I can't. I think that you could be successful, but I can't. I think that you can turn the corner and you can be disciplined and I can't. That song reminded me of continuing to move towards being the same person as I am by myself, as I am behind closed doors, as I am with my family, as I am with my friend, and as I am in public. You know, I often think about who would I be if I didn't abstain from substances for as long as I have. You know, this idea of when one takes substances, it changes one's personality. It's like someone is one way, and then on the weekends, after they have some substance, they're actually a different person. And I have to admit, sometimes I feel robbed by that, right? I feel like I'm not actually interacting with them. And I also know what it's like to not want to be me, or to believe that what I'm doing is fun and normal. And what I actually have come to realize is I'm running from something and someone. As a matter of fact, I am avoiding the stress and the fear and the insecurity that I carried with me, that I still carry today, but it's different, right? I'm working through it. A mentor told me one time that I want to be the same person behind closed doors as I am out here. I want my son to be the same boy and teenager and man behind closed doors as he is in public. I don't want to pretend. And that is a lofty goal. That is a big picture. And I'm not successful at it most of the time. But I want to move towards being comfortable in my own skin all the time, being able to ride the emotional roller coaster that comes with sadness and grief and loss and insecurity and self-worth, and also the top of the mountain in elation and joy and happiness. I want to be the same person behind closed doors as I am in public. I don't want to have multiple personalities. I don't want to conform and be a chameleon and try to be who I think you want me to be, right? I don't want to be dependent, codependent on them and they and what they have to say about me. I want to love me. I want to affirm me. I want to be happy in my own skin. If you haven't heard that song, Who I Am, When, Start, check it out. I love you, Holler at Your Boy.